Yeah, D-backs back home after a 9-game road trip. Ties the longest road trip of the season. 6-3 ended in a rough way yesterday. We're here to talk D-backs baseball with us. The president and CEO of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Derek Hall, checks in on the Arizona Sports Line. Good morning, Derek. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Better now. It's a good thing we didn't have this interview yesterday at like 1:30 because it was not good.
Yeah. So we were talking about it earlier. 5-0 lead with Zach Gallen on the mound. What could possibly go wrong, right?
No kidding. Yeah, you know, I had my heart set on 30-20, not 29-21, but nonetheless, you know, on the bright side, and we, you know, early game, it's playing on every TV in the front office, and everybody's so upset afterwards. But then you get this exhale, and everybody's like, wait a minute, 2 out of 3 again, 6-3 on the road trip, and it's never easy to go Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. However, you know, it's time to get greedy, and when you have a 5-0 lead with your ace on the mound, you think we got this one, and so that's what really made it heart-wrenching, you know, more than anything. That was a tough one. But knowing that we almost got out of there, I mean, guys, with, you know, 3 or 4 of our relievers who were out of commission, who were unavailable, Torrey almost got there. And we didn't lose that game in the 8th or 9th. We lost that game, you know, in the 6th inning, bases loaded, nobody out. You've got to get at least another run or two, and then it's a totally different game. Mm-hmm. You have a 7-8-0 lead, even the next inning bases were loaded, and it changes everything. Not only are they pressing, but they're trying to get out of there to get on the plane. And just wash that one away. You may have had their regulars come out of the game to get rest before going on the road. You never know. But we let them back in it, and it's a good lesson for a young team that still has a tremendous amount of confidence.
All right, that's a good point. I was really looking forward to 10 games over 500 with the Red Sox coming to town. I thought that would have been quite an impact statement. One of the things that bothered me was, yes, you have to make concessions in the bullpen if you're the manager, but it seems to me these predetermined days off, they continually be a point of contention to me throughout the course of these seasons. I'm guessing there's predetermined good in these kind of things. I'm talking, of course, about Lourdes Gurriel Jr. and Geraldo Perdomo, who had the days off, and both were on heaters, if you will. How do you reconcile that? What do you make of that?
Yeah, it's good you ask those questions, Bick, and those are the same questions that we ask. You know, I'm constantly asking Mike and Torrey why, and there's always a good explanation. I mean, you know, when you're in the manager's office, when he's making out that lineup, which I'm not, which we're not, there's explanations. And once you get those afterwards, you go, okay, that makes sense. You never like to see a guy who's hot stay out of the lineup or cool his bat off. But, you know, these decisions are made not only by the manager, but by the coaches, by the player himself, by trainers, medical staff. So there's always, you know, a great deal of input. Not to mention, you have a number of players on that bench who need to get playing time. You know, they're getting colder the more they're not playing. They're complimentary players who, anytime you can insert them, especially when you've had a really good road trip, if you're sitting there at 6-2 and you feel like it's kind of house money, yet, you know, when it's 5-0 and you end up blowing that lead, that's where the focus goes to, where you went to, Bick, and where I've gone to, because that's a natural question. But I think had we won that game, we're probably not focused on that. And I can't tell you how many times over the years I said, why is this guy in the lineup? And he goes deep, and I go, that's why. Hey, I love it. What a great move. So, you know, it does balance out. But you're asking the exact question that I did, because those guys, especially, you know, Gurriel's been on fire, but there's always a reason. There's a good explanation.
Yeah, Derek Hall, our guest here on the Arizona Sports Line. Yesterday's game, there was a little bit of pitch clock messiness going both ways, some very frustrated players with it. 50 games into the season, considering the messiness of yesterday, where are your overall thoughts on how it's working out for the game, Derek?
I still think it's working out great. I think in the beginning of the season, quite honestly, it worked out even better when guys weren't figuring out how to finagle the clock. You know, I think now batters have realized, ooh, I could take a timeout every time I'm up. So it's starting to extend the bats a little bit. I loved it when it was just get the ball, throw the ball. And, I we're still there. It still has sped it up. But I also think guys are getting used to it. They're well-adjusted. They're much more comfortable. And I do think there's still some other guys who, you know, you look at the number of guys who perform so well both on the mound and at bat in the World Baseball Classic without a clock, and how they had to make adjustments. I think they were even later than most, you know, having done it through all of spring and the beginning of the season.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about Lourdes Gurriel Jr. Not only does he have fantastic hair, but he's becoming quite a breakout player. What do you make of this? This looks like it turns out to be quite a trade for Mike Hazen.
I love it that there's a chance that Jared may be go going with purple hair and beard, yeah. or teal beard, I think is what he
yes.
said.
Yeah, purple hair and teal beard. Don't encourage him, Derek.
That's a credit to Lourdes. I mean, this kid is he's such a good player, right? And a lot of people thought, okay, this whole trade was just about the catcher, and a lot of focus, you know, obviously was on Moreno because he was highly touted and highly ranked as one of the top prospects, certainly the top catching prospect, and we didn't have a lot of depth there. But we also had a lack of right-handed hitters in the outfield and right-handed power. So it worked, and that was one of those trades that we thought, much like the Marlins trade with Jazz and with Gallen, you know, that would help both sides. It is painful. You hate to depart with a player like Dalton Varsho, yet when you get Gurriel and Moreno back and you look at how they've contributed, and boy, did we need Moreno with the accident to the fracture, you know, obviously with Carson Kelly, and he has really matured and he puts the bat on the ball, but it is what Gurriel has done that has just been dazzling, and for him to be in the midst of a 16-game hitting streak and just the energy he brings, Bick, every night, and the smile on his face, the fun he's having, it's contagious. Our fans love him. He's quickly becoming a fan favorite. It's been really nice to see it. He loves it here, and I'm not just saying that. He loves it. He loves this place.
Derek Hall, President and CEO of the Diamondbacks, our guest here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. School's out for a lot of the families, kids in the Valley. You got Memorial Day weekend here, 9-game homestand upcoming, and the Red Sox coming to town. How much of an uptick in the attendance are you expecting in this stretch?
Well, we expect it, and I would say because they are such a popular team and they don't come here a lot. This is the third time I think they've played at Chase Field, mm-hmm. so we'll have an uptick this weekend. It'll obviously be a lot of Boston fans, so I encourage our fans to get out here and help drown them out. And then, of course, you know, the Rockies, you're right. That'll be the first test with school out. And you guys, of course, are hosting on June 1st for $9.87.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And the Rockies, when they come to town, they always, you know, play their best against us. And then we've got the Braves, who are arguably, you know, the best team in the league. I mean, they and the Dodgers have the best records. We're right behind. But that, what a series that could be here at Chase as well. So a very exciting one. And with it being Memorial Day, I obviously I'm biased, but I don't think there's a better way to spend the holiday than here at Chase Field in air-conditioned stadium. It's going to be wonderful.
All right, so what is you've been at this a while, but so what does history tell you? When does the buzz really begin in full? When do you get casual sports fans on board with what you got going?
I think it really hits this weekend. I've always thought Memorial Day is when you know what kind of team you have, and that's when people start paying attention to the standings and the record, and we're hearing it. There definitely is a buzz, Bick, out there. I mean, I can tell just with the emails and texts that are, you know, that I'm getting and I'm generating, and the amount of fans yesterday that wrote me afterwards and said, sorry, I think I jinxed it. You know, they're watching. They're into it, which is awesome. So I think there's a lot of talk out there. You know, I think once NBA is over, It shifts your focus on baseball, which is the summer sport. I think it's right now. I think it's this weekend, and thank goodness we're positioned where we are. Again, I'd much rather be 30-20, but I'm still very happy where we're at, 8 games over .500 with a team that believes in itself and plays the game the right way. It's a young, energetic team that I don't think other teams like playing. When you watch, yesterday's Phillies win was more about us, I think, than them. They look like they were just so ecstatic that they got out of there with a win, and we let them win that game, but they looked relieved, like, thank goodness this series is over. I felt the same way about the Pirates. You know, they cruised through that first game, and I think the next two games they were scratching their heads saying, wow. I mean, we talked about that Dodgers series that we opened up with, and they just couldn't figure us out. I think it'll be a much different matchup the next time we play them, because they're now playing well, and they have their feet under them, but and playing like the Dodgers always do. However, during that first series, they were thinking, whoa, who is this team? And they're fast, and they're athletic, and the new rules seem to work for them. I think fans are starting to catch on, and they like this team. They're behind this team, and most of it is homegrown, which is a point of pride, too. It's community pride, and they like their players.
Derek, good stuff as always. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.